EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. In vandagse program gesels ons met Poitumelo Sethelatswe, Standard Bank se hoof van volhoubaarheid. Sy deel hoe die bank hernubare energie bevorder, terwyl dit 'n regverdige oorgang ondersteun wat bekostigbare, betroubare krag vir minder bevoorregte gemeenskappe verbeter. Maar soos oudergewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hooftrekke. 'N versterkende El Niño weerpatroon wek nuwe kommer vir belangrike sagte kommoditeite met kakao, koffie en suikerprodusente wat voorberei vir nog 'n jaar van uiterste toestande in tropiese streke. Klimaatagentskappe en ontleeders sien nou 'n hoë waarskynlikheid dat die gebeurtenis kan vererger tot 'n super El Niño wat hitte, droogte en swaar reënval oor groot groeigebiede van Wes-Afrika tot Suidoos-Asië tot 2027 konsentreer. Markte reageer reeds aangesien sien onlangs se El Niño gekoppelde oesverliese gehelp het om kakao termynkontrakte tot rekordhoogtes te dryf en beleggers haar fokus het op weergedrewe voorsieningsrisiko's in sogenaamde El Niño kommoditeite. Die Weerkantoor het sy waarskuwinge oor ekstreme hitte vir die Verenigde Koninkryk VK uitgebrei en voorspel rekordbrekende temperature van 38 grade Celsius hierdie week na mate temperature styg. Baie hoë humiditeit vererger die gevaar met gesondheidswaarskuwings dat dit 'n stres, 'n ernstige risiko vir bejaardes en die kwesbaarstes inhou. Ketjanko voorspeller van die Weerkantoor, Tom Crabtree, sê die onderdrukkende kombinasie van hitte en humiditeit sal impakte hê op openbare gesondheid, infrastruktuur, krag en watervoorrade. Owerhede raai mense aan om baie vloeistowwe te drink, uit die son te bly en oefening tussen 11:00 die oggend en 3:00 die middag te vermy. Vandag gesels ons met Poitumelo Sethelatswe, Standard Bank se hoof van volhoubaarheid. Met 600 miljoen Afrikaners steeds sonder betroubare elektrisiteit, hoe verseker Standard Bank se 8-tot-1 hernubare beleggingsverhouding 'n regverdige oorgang wat dekarbonisering balanseer met bekostigbare toegang vir onderbediende gemeenskappe?
Our position around this has always been very, very clear, is that we believe that it's very important that any transition that occurs is just, and that it truly looks to balance what we believe is supporting socioeconomic development on the continent, and also additionally to that, really ensuring that we do decarbonize. I think very critically, you would see, yes, we have this shift that we have 8-to-1 in support or in favor of renewables, and it shows that capital is moving to renewables and that the focus really is about expanding energy access. I think it's very clear we know that a lot of Africans do need energy, and we really believe that energy infrastructure is really the catalyst for driving growth on the continent.
Hoe skep projekte soos Kota Solar en Umbila Imonyeni Wind plaaslike werkgeleenthede en bouveerkragtige ekonomieë?
So these kind of projects are really critical. They're not just energy projects. They're projects that really drive and are economic catalysts in the communities. I think you would see that just in terms of the access to energy that they provide, the number of jobs that get created when these projects are undertaken, building local value chains and supporting broader industries. And so we really believe that supporting these kinds of projects is important for not just resilience, but for growth, and really more than just about energy, but also about the impact that it has on the local community.
Watter innoverende finansieringsinstrumente, byvoorbeeld wielreëlings en etana energiestrukture, mobiliseer kapitaal op skaal ten spyte van regulatoriese of infrastruktuurhindernisse?
So I think one of what we see as barriers is not that there isn't demand. I think it's really thinking about how you then structure projects in a way that makes them essentially bankable. So there are innovative models being used, such as trading, energy trading platforms, wheedling, connecting renewable energy generation to large users, industrial users, and really using and trying to unlock private capital at scale to accelerate the delivery of this. So this becomes quite important in ensuring that we're actually supporting the full ecosystem and really bringing in various methods in order to be able to scale.
En dit was Boitumelo Sethelatswe, Standard Bank se hoof van volhoubaarheid. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.